The chief operating officer of Electron Hydro Dam pleaded guilty last week to a gross misdemeanor permit violation for allowing crumb rubber and artificial turf to flow into the Puyallup River during a construction project in 2020. Lauren Gallup reports that the company could be facing the largest fine for an environmental crime in Washington state history.
During the summer of 2020, workers placed artificial turf and crumb rubber into the riverbed and dam for a temporary bypass channel during construction. According to the criminal charges filed by Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, water flow ripped the plastic liner and released the contaminants into the river. Ferguson's office is recommending the company pay $1 million, which includes a restitution payment of over $700,000 toward the health of the Puyallup River and an over $200,000 fine to Pierce County. But the Puyallup tribe, who has long fought for the health of salmon and the river, says that's not enough. Lisa Anderson is the environmental attorney for the tribe.
The only ultimate way to lead to salmon recovery and undo the impacts of this dam is for the dam to be removed.
Anderson says if the dam continues to operate as is, it will continue to have a negative impact on the river and fish. A Pierce County Superior Court judge must agree to the terms of the plea. The sentencing hearing for Chief Operating Officer Tom Fisher is May 5th. I'm Lauren Gallup.